Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here. And thanks for being with us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. And we're going to be talking about this new research that we are what we think. And it's a little twist on words, but we're going to get into that. And we do have a quack report. And but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Mind the time, it grows short. So today's devotional puts us in Proverbs. Proverbs 20 is, there is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. And then Proverbs 1 is, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So it's important to want to be wise and you want to sincerely seek the Lord's face. He'll open up your mind to his truths and his secrets even. And that is more precious than gold and rubies. It is. The relationship with the Lord cannot be bought. It cannot be transferred. It has to be real and sincere. So with all the sincerity of your heart, seek the Lord's face. Mind the time to grow short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, this is the federal researchers. This was with California-based labs in collaboration with Massachusetts Institute of Technology and the U.S. Army Combat Capability Development Command. They've made a material that shields warriors from chemical and biological agents that could pave the way to what is called a smart uniform for the military and first responders. This is at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, where scientists have developed a breathable protective smart fabric deemed a second skin, designed to shield warriors by chemical and biological agents. And they've already passed the first phase of the project with this cutting edge material. So any dangers in the environments they hope to protect people from. So it's kind of a combination of breathability type fabric with protection. But it's a very challenging prototype. They want to keep people safe, but they also want them to feel, comfortable, you know, like it's their second skin that they have on as far as a piece of clothing. The material, let's see, the lab's effort was funded by the Defense Threat Reduction Agency's Dynamic Multifunctional Materials for the Second Skin program. So it's promoting this technological development of this next generation of clothing to provide military officials some very significant protection from biological and chemical threats. So I wonder if it'll protect you from viruses. All right, moving along in the quack report. Well, I don't know what you heard about Wisconsin. They reopened for business because the court struck down the stay-at-home order. Four in out of three of the ruling judges, state highest court, rejected the Democrat Governor Tony Evers' extension of the stay from April 24th to May 26th. They had enough. That's it. The move helped the Republican legislators in the state. They actually filed a lawsuit in April about the temporary block for all this lockdown stuff. The Supreme Court held that, hey, they're overstepping their authority, sending the lockdown without seeking legislative review. Well, there you go. See, that's what I've been saying. Only legislators in Congress can make laws like that. So, you know, what part of our constitutional right are, you know, even during what war, isn't it, Frank, where Article 6, Paragraph 2, even if the president declares war, your rights are not to be infringed. See, what part of that don't they get? So people just went out. They went out to bars and restaurants, no masks, no social distancing. They're just living their lives in Wisconsin. Last but not least, in the quack report, scientists discover the area of the brain where pain could be turned off. Researchers at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, found that the amygdala region of a mouse brain controlled the sense of pain. So according to some of the lead authors on the study, they said that they think they found a region where they can turn off or on the signals of pain. So they're thinking about anesthesia. They're thinking about pain medications. They're thinking about all these inhibitory neurons in the central part of the brain that controls the pain receptors. So it's a big deal. The research was supported by the National Institute of Health, and they did get published in the Journal of Nature Neuroscience on the 18th of May, just recently. So turning off brain receptors, we'll see. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Frank, did you happen to get the new bumper? I know you said later last week, so I'm hoping he gets to play the new tunes. We need some new tunes, Frank. I hope he gets those. All right, so we're going to be talking about we are what we think, and we've heard the saying we are what we eat, which is very true. But now new research is telling us that our brain and our digestive system are connected, and they have traced the connection. So everyone, you know, has had a brain-gut experience. You know, remember when you were speaking in front of a class at school, you got a little nervous, maybe you got a stomach ache, right? Or how about, you know, getting shocking news, and it was so upsetting that it maybe caused you to feel nausea or to vomit. So there seems to be a definite connection there. So we're going to see what they're saying about this network and how it's wired. So this was a big school of research. This was May 2020, University of Pittsburgh. They used some lab animals to track this brain-gut connection. They believe it applies also in humans, this connection, not just in mice. So apparently there is a circuitry of nerves that run back and forth from the brain to your digestive system, and they have labeled two of them as the fight or flight network or the rest and digest network. I like that. So they say our mental state has a lot to do with it, and what they mean by that is this study is highlighting the impact our mental state has on our overall health. So if you ever heard someone say they were too nervous to eat, or people that were depressed who ate large amounts of comfort foods, also, you know, this emotional state was influencing their thoughts and their digestion. So how about, you know, if you're stressed out? Stressed out people can develop stomach ulcers. So now medicine is thinking that our mental state is involved in our gastrointestinal problems instead of strictly just a microbiome gut material issue. So this research did get published in the May issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Here's a quote from Dr. Peter Strict. He is with the Brain Institute of Microbiology at Pittsburgh. He says, Pavlov, remember he trained the dog, Pavlov's dog? So Pavlov demonstrated that the central nervous system uses environmental signals and past experience to generate anticipatory responses that promote efficient digestion. So we understand, he says, that increases in, let's say, unemployment and its associated stress is accompanied by an increased amount of death rate from stomach ulcers, end of quote. So obviously, he's connecting those dots. So what about this brain link, though? What are they saying? Well, for this research team, for them to establish the brain region that was associated with controlling the digestive system, it's kind of a big step. So they used tracer dyes to inject into the stomach of lab animals, and they watched it track back to the brain. So it kind of jumped from synapse to synapse in the brain. They watched it. So it is brain neurons and the nervous system pathway that tracks back now from the brain to the stomach. So the brain region involved, they called it the rostral insula. So this part of the brain is known to house visceral sensation and emotional regulation. So this brain region is thought to be involved in deep inward feelings rather than in intellect. So when you get nervous talking in front of people, the research suggests that the stomach sends sensory information to the brain cortex, which sends instructions back to your gut. For instance, if you had a bad experience while you were in high school at the Now, if you were in debate class in high school, this experience would translate later as a past experience with contextual knowledge. So you may continue to get some of those pangs of nervousness as an adult when you're talking in front of coworkers. So this term, a gut feeling, is demonstrated by that example. Now let's look at the stress link influence. So with regard to your fight or flight link, the central nervous system pathway will activate when we are stressed, originating in your stomach and tracing all the way back to the brain, housing your motor cortex, which is involved in your voluntary control over your skeletal and muscular system. So the research may kind of shed light later on this connection of the brain and the digestive system for treating disorders, they think. So they think the gastric secretions may be more controlled by the brain than the gut itself. So if the brain is key to control the gut, medicine is looking for ways to control, let's say, bowel function with brain drugs. So they may be called, what they may call them, brain-based therapies. So you also need to be aware that some neurological medicines that help to control, let's say, depression or even pain medications, those types of drugs often slow down the digestive function. Usually, a lot of times, those pain meds will make people constipated because it's shutting down nervous system signals, and it slows the nerve endings of the bowel that stimulate the bowel muscle to move. So this is why people get constipated. And so a lot of times they can see a correlation in one sex or another as far as this problem. So according to Dr. Wang, he's a professor of neurology at University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, his research shows how stress affects both men and women in a very different way. And so Dr. Wang was saying that women experience twice the rate of depression and anxiety and other types of behavioral disorders than men do based on stress. So he thinks that it's because the female brain processes the stress differently in a different region of the brain compared to how men's brain will process stress. So according to the research in the November 2007, it's a research paper by the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, the female brain processes and responds to stress in a region of the brain that manages emotion. So with regards to how men manage their stress, it tends to occur in an area of the brain where you house the fight or flight response. So in this area of the brain, hormones in the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis of the brain are released. So the differences in the brain area where we deal with our stress will dictate the physical effect. So if females, and with the females, the researcher said, based on the area of the brain that's housing how it deals with stress, that area of the brain describes females tend to and befriend people. It's a nurturing area of the brain where women nurture people. So we deal with stress in that area of the brain, whereas men, it's the fight or flight area. So, and this will explain why stress in females will generate a stronger and more lasting effect compared to men, because their area of the brain, where they deal with stress, it generates an increase in cortisol hormone level. And this allows the males to deal quickly with the threat and then be done with it. They forget it after that, pretty much. So with females, the effects of stress kind of linger. They're felt more intensely and for longer periods because we're dealing with it in a different region of the brain, which may explain why females have higher incidences of depression and anxiety. So we just are wired different. Male and females are wired a little differently. And then they did find a different, some more research here. They found a different brain circuit that was interesting. So, I've seen people that can handle lots of stress. Have you known anybody like that, Frank? They're kind of like cool as a cucumber, and we're all melting and freaking out, and they're just over there, just, you know, filing their nails and whatever, you know. They just Frank's one of them. He says, "Ah, okay, well, cool under pressure, cool under fire is what Frank is." And so there are those people that are like that, and then other people kind of collapse under a bunch of pressure. So do you think it has something to do with our brain and how it works? Is it more hormonal? Well, research that was done April 2010 by the University of Copenhagen, they published their research in the journal Nature Neuroscience, and they said that they may have found a hidden neuron circuit that helps us deal with stress under pressure. And I guess somebody have a better circuit than others. According to the research, the hidden neuron may enable man and even animals to escape danger better. So the research suggests that when we are under stress to perform a this latent neuron circuit becomes activated to help us out in extremely stressful conditions. So the brain is said to have billions of neurons and trillions of connections, which makes finding this hidden neuron circuit kind of a miracle. And it turns out that the research team in Copenhagen tested their theory, and they tested it on a worm, an earthworm, which an earthworm has this very simple nervous system, only has 302 neurons. Of course, we're not worms. We have more neurons than that. But it made it simpler to see how things are clicking on and clicking off when you only have a few hundred neurons to watch out for. So they found the worm to have a hidden neuron that is influenced by sensory perception when it's under stress. So how do you stress out a worm? Frank, do you have any idea? Well, I had no idea. How do you make a worm stressed out? Well, they found the way. They restricted oxygen levels available to the worm, and it sensed the low oxygen level, and then it activated this unknown neural circuit that influenced the neuroreceptors and regulators in the worm's nervous system. So the oxygen depletion did the same thing when they tested it on animal subjects. This resulted in a bunch of behavioral changes. All right, so you've got all kinds of neural circuitry that influence our feelings, our emotions, our digestive system, our muscular and skeletal system, how we move, how we react to things, how we remember how we acted to things, and how that influences moving forward. So a lot of what I have found is when we don't have the right mineral content to support our metabolic system, we get out of balance. We do. Things have a ripple effect. Neurons function differently. Emotions are all chemicals in the brain, and they get changed. So we have to keep our minerals in our body, and so much today, you know, flushes the minerals right out of us. So we have to make sure we get organically grown foods with more minerals in them. And if we're going to supplement, we want to supplement with a balanced chemistry, what I call whole food supplements. So minerals in a balanced whole food form really is going to be key to most malfunction problems, okay? So the lack of minerals, I mean. So Apothecary Herbs does make whole food balanced herb formulas by not removing any nutrition from the plants. So if you look at all your supplements, if you just go get magnesium or potassium or zinc, these are all isolated nutrients. And they don't have their buffer alkaloids and their other minerals for uptake with them. So you want to check out Apothecary Herbs. They do have a formula called Brain Concentrate. They have the Body Foundation Food Mix, which is a powdered mix of vitamins and minerals, all plant-based. You just throw it in juice or water, all instantly water soluble, and it feeds the system in 60 seconds. It's amazing. This is a super infusion of minerals in a balanced chemistry. And who balanced it? Well, that would be God. He did that. So they also have herbs to calm your digestion if you got, some digestive issues. They also have herbs to help with anxiety and depression and a whole bunch of things. So you're powerful when you have the right tools. You're also healthier when you have the right nutrition. So, put those two things together, right? It's sort of like trying to go out to the beach to fly a kite and there's no wind. You need that wind to be successful in launching and flying your kite. So you definitely have to have all those pieces together. You have to have, the organic nutrition. You have to have it in its whole food balanced chemistry. And you also have the information on how to use that tool appropriately. So this is how it works. When you have tools and information, you get success. You get what you're after. So thepowerherbs.com is the web address. You should check it out, thepowerherbs.com. And give them a call on their number, 866-229-3663. Toll free, 866-229-3663. Now, that is a toll free number in the United States and Canada, but I believe last week they had phone disruption. So if you got a busy signal, that was not supposed to happen. So do call them back if that happened. So I believe that has been rectified. So if you get the right tools and you get the information to use the tools and you get the whole food balance chemistry, that's, well, your healthcare options just became endless right there, because you're taking that power back and you're going to be successful and you're going to be empowered and win. You're going to be healthier. So do give them a call. Also, if you're on the website, sign up for the newsletters. They're empowering too. Each week you'll get wellness information that you won't find anywhere else. Got some feedback on their newsletter from Friday. Actually, their HealthQuest newsletter that goes out on Friday. It was, information on gardening, having a healthy garden and things. And people just love that stuff. They just said, what a delight to read that. Well, it was positive. You know, all this gloomy stuff happening in the news and everything. People just need some hope and some bright spots. And anyway, the message is people are happier when they garden. I know I am. You know, when I see things grow and it's like life. And, you know, you're like nurturing it and it's growing and it's reacting to your efforts and it's just rewarding. And it puts a smile on your face. It really does. So if you haven't tried, you know, growing something, I cultivated my own apple trees. I saved the organic seeds from my apples that I ate, lovely apples. And then I would get a paper towel and I'd wet it. And I would put the seeds in the paper towel, stick it in a Ziploc bag, and put it in the refrigerator. And what would happen is it would germinate. And then I would just see, you know, a little green life coming out of the end of the seed, you know. And then that's when I would put it in one of those little soil cups and nurture it some more. And then all of a sudden your sprout comes up and you got your green leaves and then you get your stem. Ah, it's amazing. Gardening is great. So if you haven't tried it, you should. Lots of places online do sell heirloom organic non-GMO seeds. A lot of places will offer you hints and suggestions on how to do the gardening with these particular seeds. It's just an empowering thing. It's a sustainability thing. It's taking power back, you know, and not settling. It's what it is. And I love it. So do sign up for the newsletters. You'll get information like that and other things. They have two newsletters. One is called The American Survival, and that goes out on Tuesdays. And then HealthQuest goes out on Friday. So twice a week, and they're absolutely free. And you can sign up to get them on the website. Go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there for free. Now, you do have to have an email address, because these issues are only delivered by email. So you have to have an email. So definitely go get an email if you don't have one and sign up today, because you will be empowered. And that's amazing. Amazing. Well, I can see by the time we're going to be taking a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about food that will change your life and in a good way, right when we come back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough. For the male hormone formula, call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Frank. We're here on Herb Talk, and here we are going to empower you for another 30 minutes. We're going to talk about food that changes your lives. Oh, I'm talking a big time. And you have power right there. Yep. Everything you put in your body, you have so much power over, or you should. Yep. Medical schools like Harvard want us to believe that, hey, your common everyday modern medicine diseases like diabetes, oh, that's just genetic driven. Has nothing to do with what you're doing. Also, patients are told that maybe they were born with the metabolic problem. Let's say your liver's not working and you got high cholesterol. We're also told that science, you know, likes to use this genetic problem as an excuse. It's kind of a general catch-all for we don't know how and what's going on with you, but this is what's developed. So, using your inheritance as a flaw has definitely influenced, it has influenced people and how they live. And even people are starting to look at their ancestral diets, you know, because diets influence people. And we grow up eating like our relatives. And so we tend to have the same chronic health problems in the family tree then, don't we? So if we just look at diet, a lot of times we can see the writing on the wall there. But science would have us believe that you were just given a bad deck of cards, you know, genetically, and you can't overcome this, and you're just going to have to live with it. And we're just going to do nothing short of giving you gene editing and drug after drug to help you, you know, live with your disease until you don't live anymore. Well, I just don't accept that. No, I don't. Here's some insights. Some medical reports are stating that most illnesses are attributed to lifestyle. And they list a majority of lifestyle influences over health conditions. But does your doctor tell you this? They say your body fat or your weight index is influenced by diet, exercise or the lack of it, your diet, either healthy or unhealthy, and your smoking or your alcohol consumption. This is all pretty big stuff that influences whether you're going to get a disease or not. So if we weed through all this talk and the scientific data, we find that in general, our Western diet is not a good one. The Diabetes Prevention Program did an analysis and with patients who disposed of the Western diet for a healthier one. They also got on a regular exercise program. They avoided a lot of processed sugar and artificial sweeteners, and they found that they could reverse their diabetes within 2 to 3 years just with a diet change. And they reported that this mindset to live healthier and stick with it offered a 58% success rate at being diabetes free. So part of the group, you know, reverted back to their old ways, and they got their diabetes back. So they also listed foods that diabetics can eat, and it looked like pretty much the Mediterranean diet we talk about all the time with a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, nuts, beans, lentils, whole grains, whole foods, not a lot of processed foods. So they have this diet with whole foods has a strong influence on your cells, your health, and even your DNA, your genetic code that you pass on to your children. So in the United States, we have like 3 internal medicine plagues, if you will, and they're considered normal, expected by modern medicine and our society. Oh, you're getting old. That's the first thing they tell you. If you say, my doctor says I have this or my doctor says I have that, what's the first thing family and friends say? Well, you are getting up there in age, you know. So everybody's been conditioned to think like that. It's common, but is it normal? So in other words, people are not that surprised when they hear they have a diagnosis of heart disease, diabetes, or cancer, especially as they're getting older. So it may be common, but I don't think it's normal. So when we consider cultural studies that are done all over the globe, there are areas that have few, if any, cases of these conditions that are plaguing Americans the world over here. So if there's pockets, regions of the world where they don't have diabetes, heart disease, and cancer, why is that? Well, it's because how they live, how they eat. So it shows you how important diet is then, doesn't it? Doesn't it kind of just highlight, well, that's a pretty basic idea, but it seems to work, at least in their area of the globe. So a diet with whole foods, not the Western diet, okay? You don't want the Western diet, and then you just sprinkle it with a little extra nuts here and there or a little olive oil here and there. No, we need straight-on Mediterranean diet, no Western diet, period. So, and what that means is a big difference because you're getting grass-fed meats, you're getting fish, probably farm-raised is fine. You're getting avocados and olives, fresh fruits and vegetables. You're not getting drive-through meals. You're not getting frozen dinners. You're not getting anything on the snack aisle or the soda aisle. You're staying off of them aisles. That's like, you know, that's a war zone aisle. That's what I call it. You're going to go down that aisle and consume those products. You're at war with your body. So, and this also goes for isolated synthetic supplements. Those are not balanced whole foods. Their chemistry is not accurate. So now this Indiana University, they did a report in 2014, and they were reporting on people that had heart disease there. They're very low in iron. So they weren't getting iron, and that's not good because iron helps your blood hold on to oxygen to deliver that to your cells. So people with any internal medicine disease are usually going to be low in some sort of mineral nutrition. That's pretty much what we see. So the industrial farm complex has really kind of departed from healthy farming. And now it practices farming on crops and even on animal husbandry that's not healthy for food or animals. It's not producing the nutrition to help sustain our health anymore. So people aren't getting that. People a few thousand or 100 years ago had healthier constitutions than we have now. They were hardier. They had more stamina and strength. And it wasn't heart disease or cancer that killed all of them in the past. It was usually pandemics or war that killed them. So here's an example. Joshua in the Bible, who led Israel into battle well into his 80s. Who do you know in their 80s has the strength to pick up a sword, wield it in battle today? I don't know anybody. Do you know anybody, Frank? Somebody in their 80s? Do you know those kind of gladiator kind of, you know, metabolism and boldness and strength? I don't know anybody at 80 that can do that. But it's all throughout the Bible. You hear this, even King David and others, you know, they seem to be really strong. Frank says he doesn't know anybody in his 50s that can do that. Well, men of valor described in the Bible, you know, they could dispatch 300 of the enemy in 30 minutes. That's how they got the honor of that label, men of valor. They could kill 300 men in 30 minutes. It's hand-to-hand combat kind of stuff. So that's reducing the ranks of the enemy by 10 men per minute. Think about that. Feet. 10 men per minute. So you have to have the right fuel to the cells to do that. You definitely have to have, and obviously training, expertise, and technique, but you have to have fuel so the body can respond. Now, Indiana University wasn't the only institution to mention this link between iron and heart disease. The Imperial College of London reported some findings in the Journal of Arterial Sclerosis and Thrombosis and Vascular Biology that how the low iron will increase the risk of heart disease and especially coronary artery disease. So what we need to discern within these reports is that people on the Western type of diet tend to get their iron from red meat. And there are plenty of non-animal foods that would provide a whole food type of iron. So this is really good news since red meats, you know, come with a lot of fats, which can promote congestive arteries. And of course, you know, the scientists in these studies want to give patients with heart disease, you know, statin drugs and synthetic iron tablets to take instead of, you know, instructing them on how they can reverse the disease through diet. Well, there's more money to be made in pharmaceuticals than in teaching you how to cook your meal. So what are some of the natural sources? Well, you're going to find whole food sources of natural iron in things like beans, nuts, green leafy vegetables. But people say, I don't think that's enough. Is that enough? Because diets, you know, doctors have said, you know, you're not going to be able to get enough in your diet. Well, people seem to be obsessed that the natural food sources won't provide enough minerals and vitamins to make the difference. But medical doctors tell patients, hey, you can't control your symptoms and diet alone. Well, symptom management is not what the goal is anyway, doc. So when considering the conventional foods grown today, we have to admit they're probably 50% devoid of the nutrients our ancestors ate just 100 years ago. So we've got a big glut to make up for. So certified organic heirloom produce is going to offer more nutrition than the conventionally grown. So you may have to grow it on your own if you can't get it locally. So the next best thing is to supplement your diet, but with the whole food types of supplements. So when we consider supplements and look to herbs or spices, we find they have these very complex, concentrated, balanced sources of nutrients. And science has already, you know, proven this. And when you get balanced chemistry like that, you can get more nutrition to the cells better than with megadoses of synthetic forms. So when we consider these concentrated, balanced sources in, let's say, herbs, the Bible refers to it as meat. It's almost like you can get as much protein in this plant source as you could from a steak on your plate. So the Bible calls it meat in Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30. So you can avoid getting too much of a good thing, such as iron, if you're using whole sources. So the body can void out what it doesn't need when you have whole food sources, unlike using synthetic sources, which can get stored into fat cells and become more toxic. So the body looks at synthetic vitamins just as if you were taking a prescription drug. Okay, it has to deal with it in a similar way as a toxin. So my favorite source of iron is going to be beetroot. Excellent, excellent. Natural iron allows you to strengthen the blood system, and you can hold on to your oxygen longer to deliver that to the cells. So if your cells are getting oxygen and nutrients in a balanced chemistry, it provides more long-lasting concentrated fuel to your cells. So you can go kill 10 men a minute, say. So the better the fuel, the better the strength, and the better the endurance. Now, how many people do you suppose out there have leukemia? You know, they go to their doctor and they're tired and they're anemic. You know, or they have leukemia. So, and leukemia is just cancer of the blood. Blood's not healthy. So we have to do something about that. We just don't treat symptoms. So my favorite thing to get more iron into the body, you're feeding the bones the iron when you do that. And the bones are the manufacturing hub of the blood system. So it's going to balance your red and white blood cells, and your red blood cells are going to be healthier. They hold on to more oxygen, and you actually can refurbish or reestablish your blood system in 24 hours drinking raw beet juice. Now, doctors won't accept that at all. You can have blood work done before and then blood work done after your beet juice regimen, and they still won't accept it. You'll look like you had a blood transfusion. That's how different your blood's going to look, right? But you have to give it up to the Lord. He knows nutrition better than all have the power through diet to, in our lifestyle, to change our genetic code even. There was some scientific research that was said in 2011, Norwegian University Science of Technology said that you are what you eat, obviously. And, if you want to see how your genes respond to foods, you can eat certain foods and make yourself healthier. That's what the research proved. So your foods influence your molecule level. And in this community, of science, they said when the foods will influence your genes, it's called gene expression. So when the genes are influenced, they communicate vital information from the DNA to the cells throughout your proteins. So your whole body is like singing like a symphony, you know, because it has all the right connections now. Here is what Britt Johansen, professor of biology at Norwegian University, said. We have found that diet with 65% carbohydrates causes a number of different genes to work overtime, and this effect can cause inflammation of the body, can also be associated with cardiovascular disease, some cancers, dementia, type 2 diabetes. So the immune system operates as the body's surveillance authority, and when you consume too many of these carbs, it triggers inflammation. It's a reactionary response, and it mobilizes the immune system, and it thinks it needs to invade bacteria and viruses, but now you just got a chronic inflammatory issue. And this is what is happening with people with the coronavirus. They have chronic inflammation, and that's what the virus is, you know, exploiting. So this is why they're kind of falling off the cliff. They're sick anyway. And then this comes along, and it just really undermines them. So simple carbohydrates that are often found all over the Western diet get converted to sugar. Sugar is going to be flooding the blood system, creating what I call dirty blood, because if your pancreas can't create enough insulin to balance that out, the residues make the blood laden with sugars, which hinders oxygen and nutrient delivery. So a diet that is not properly balanced is going to increase your risk of what is called metabolic inflammation. So people can increase their risk of also having a lot of fluid retention, chronic flu-like symptoms, skin problems, all kinds of things. So it's really diet-driven. We're just allergic to our diets, basically, in a big way. I think here's another quote. This is from Dr. Johansson again. He says, it seems clear that the composition and quantity of our diets can be key to influencing the symptoms of chronic disease. In choosing what we eat, we choose whether we will provide our genes with weapons that cause disease. So it is not wise to cut out all your carbs completely. It's about a right balance. A good rule of thumb is 1/3 carbs, 1/3 protein, 1/3 fat. And this will help keep genes, immune system function, and disease in check. Pretty balanced and straightforward, isn't it? So, you know, the next time you're kind of bored or depressed and you want to grab that comfort food or bag of chips and suck down some suds, you may want to think of your genes and metabolic functions, inflammation, viruses, plagues, being 50 and unable to have any robust stamina at all. Yep, think about that. You have that power and decision-making tool right now. And a lot of people say, well, I'm sick now. I've been diagnosed with this or that. How long is it going to take for me to get rid of it if I do it just through diet? Well, a large part is your skepticism and the brainwashing you've gotten from medical doctors. But Professor Johansson has said that about it takes the diet some time to influence your gene expression. So it can the longer you're sick, obviously, the longer it's going to take for you to recover. But simply to state this, your food choices influence your genes, your genetic code, either for the good or for worse within just 6 days. So you can start on your path to a recovery and a reversal of disease in just 6 days, less than a week. You started. Now, of course, the diabetic folks, it took them 2 to 3 years to reverse their diabetes, but they had to stay on that lifestyle. And they didn't have diabetes. So I guess you could just say a lot of chronic conditions is really lifestyle disease, right? Because we've been sold a bill of goods with, you know, programming and advertising and really, really crappy food products that are loaded with sugar, salt, and flavoring so that you're eating a bunch of garbage, but it tastes good, so you eat some more. Now, in 2016, a study by the University of Oxford proved that foods that we eat affect the DNA sequence of the genes. They found that certain parasites in foods change your chemistry in your food and can affect your genes as well. Their research was published in the Journal of Genome Biology. Or sleep cycle is affected by diet, this points to the real possibility that we can use the complex connections involved in diet, gene expression, and physiology, and how it relates to human diseases. So do we really need prescription drugs, or do we need just a lifestyle overhaul? Think about it. There are numerous studies done that involve animals, worms, humans, showing how your diet has a direct influence overall on health. And, of course, if we've been hearing from our mothers and our grandmothers for generations that you should eat your vegetables, don't eat so many sweets, well, modern medicine is now confirming how wise those women were. So for those with ears to hear, you know that the ultimate destination of your health is with what you are eating. So some may be thinking, well, I have relatives who have the same health problems, and I do have the same health problems they have, so we tend to eat like our relatives. So now it's time for a change, because that wasn't the right way to eat. Most people think they are eating healthy. In fact, they are eating too much food that is overly processed, overly cooked, and conventionally grown with a reduced nutrition in it. So add to that an environment of pollutants, water that is not so clean, vaccines full of putrid diseases and chemicals confusing the immune system a bit, and antibiotics messing up the digestive system and also suppressing the immune system. You can see we have an accumulation of toxicity under attack here. So change the diet, get organic foods going, grow your own organic stuff. You'll be a happy gardener. That's what you'll be. And you'll be more empowered. You have more sustainability. You'll take out a lot of metabolic stress off your cells. You can actually cleanse your system of residues of heavy metals and radioactive particles if you've ever had x-rays. And, of course, the pharmaceutical residues. So there are herbs that will sweep that out of your system. And that way it lightens any burden on your system metabolically. So you'll be stronger. Your immune system will work properly. You'll have a stronger defense resistance to diseases. You'll have more robust stamina out there to defend yourself with. And, you know, go out there and have a good time in the garden or on vacation, hiking, you know, pontooning, or whatever it is you do, skiing, kayaking. Wouldn't it be great to have all that energy? Well, it's all about the fuel. You got to get the fuel going. So we can just look back at the 80s, the people in the Bible in their 80s going into battle with heavy swords and armor on. Who could do that today? Who could do that today? Well, it's time to get to getting, as they say. And fuel is going to be important to the body. Cleanse and nourish the system. It's a basic thing for health. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll show you how you can do that. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. Get their free catalog. Go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, or call, and you'll get mailed the catalog. 866-229-3663. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Whole food, organic herbs. Amazing stuff. It's a game changer. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all